is Dr. Lee dictating a history. Physical patient and Pugh, P-U-G-H, Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Date of birth 4/11/1947. Place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service 8/22/2023. This is a history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 76-year-old female. She was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital, MedStar Hospital, because she came with a shortness of breath, bilateral leg edema, getting worse for 1 week. Patient has a known history of CHF. She was taking Lasix. She was evaluated in the emergency room because of dyspnea, short of breath, and worsening leg edema, lower extremity, bilateral. Patient was admitted with an acute exacerbation of CHF. A further evaluation of the management. Patient has a multiple medical problem, hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, CHF, AFib and anticoagulation, COPD, asthma, previously smoking history. While in the hospital, patient was started on IV Lasix. Along with other medications, she has a chronic pain in both legs. She has a excruciating pain. Pain medication given and adjusted. She was maintained on Xarelto. She has been taking for AFib. X-ray showed pulmonary edema. Atelectasis versus consolidation. CT abdomen pelvis did not show any acute abnormalities. Positive stool GAIC, CT scan abdomen, pelvis, no acute abnormality noted. Doppler study, bilateral negative. Patient seen by GI and cardiology consultation. Patient has ABG done that shows acute and chronic hypercapnia due to CHF exacerbation. Patient was given BiPAP 12/5 overnight. Her mental status significantly improved and came to baseline. After diuresing well, they gave her Lasix 80 mg IV BID. Subsequently, they were switched to Lasix 80 mg for maintenance. Xarelto put on hold due to GI bleed because of heme positive stool. Patient underwent EGD and colonoscopy on August 14, showed gastritis and multiple 8 polyps status post removal. Sigmoid divertula noted, but no active blood seen. Post colonoscopy done, patient was starting having episode of blood in the stool, multiple episode, however hemoglobin remained stable. It, that was felt to be secondary to polypectomy, and she was restarted in the auto with no further episode of bleeding. Patient was seen by physical therapy. She was recommended for subacute rehab, and after stabilization, patient was managed for CHF, GI bleed was monitored, anemia was monitored, and subsequently patient was transferred to subacute rehab. Initially she required BiPAP at 12/5 setting. She was also given Lyrica for pain. Today when I saw the patient, she's sitting on the chair with the leg elevated. She denies any headache, dizziness. She still has a leg edema, but no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no cough, no congestion, no vomiting. Next line. Past medical history. Patient has number 1 CHF, number 2 atrial fibrillation, number 3 coronary artery disease, number 4 CHF with ejection fraction 55% to 60%. Don't have time. COPD.
You gotta make time to go to the bathroom.
Asthma. Obesity. Cellulitis of the lower extremity. Anemia requiring blood transfusion. Pulmonary hypertension. Mitral regurgitation. Allergies, patient is allergic to Nurontin, Naxalin, Percocet, Naxalin, Spiriva, Naxalin, non-steroidal, Naxalin, sulfur drugs, sulfonamide, Naxalin, social history, no alcohol, no drug abuse, she had a history of previous smoking. Your system, no headache, no dizziness, no throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, bilateral, significant edema, both legs, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no urinary, no paradipsia, genitourinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Medications upon discharge, Tylenol 650, Q6-hour PRN, Albuterol inhaler, 2 puff Q6-hour PRN, DONF treatment, 4 times a day, aspirin 81 mg daily, calcium carbonate supplement, 2 tablets 3 times a day, vitamin D 2000 units daily, vitamin B12 1000 mcg daily, diltiazem 300 mg PO daily, Trilogy, T-R-E-L-E-G by Trilogy Ellipta, 100/62.5 mcg/25 mcg inhalation daily. Lasix, 80 mg daily. Glargine, G-L-A-R-G-A, yani Glargine insulin, 10 units daily at night. Lispro insulin with sliding scale coverage. Victoza, VICTOZA, 1.8 mg subcutaneous daily, lisinopril 40 mg daily, nystatin powder for skin rash, omega 3 fish oil, 1 capsule daily, protonix 40 mg daily, pregabalin 50 mg twice a day, Xarelto XARELTO 20 mg daily, rovastatin 5 mg daily, sertraline 50 mg daily, Zafirlucas, Zafirlucast, Zafirlucas 20 mg daily, physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert, oriented M3, blood pressure is 111/62, pulse 60, temperature 8.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 96%, body weight 195.2 pounds. Sedate mac namochalic, no ear nasal discharge, throat, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, decreased based on the basis, no wheezing, heart SMS 2, abdomen is soft, obese, bowels on positive extremity, bilateral 2 to 3 plus pitting edema. No calf tenderness. Neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented, M3. Assessment, patient is admitted to the subacute rehab. Status post recent acute hypoxemic respiratory failure, secondary to acute CHF exacerbation, next line CHF, on oxygen, next line, acute symptomatic anemia, status post 1 unit of blood transfusion, next line, history of chronic AFib, next line, status post colonoscopy, noted to have multiple polyps, status post polypectomy, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line history of remote DVT, Next line.
Straight ahead.
COPD, next line. Cellulitis, next line. History of hypoglycemia associated with diabetes mellitus. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, pulmonary hypertension. Next line, history of pneumonia. Plan of care, will continue all her current medications. Code status discussed with the patient. She wants to be DNR, DNI. All the patient questions answered. Will follow up BMP electrolytes closely and further management of the patient condition on a daily basis. Thank you.